Okay. Mishnah Mikvaos Perek Yud Mishnah. If you have an arrow that is embedded in a person's skin, if it is observable, it constitutes a chatzitza. If it's not observable, then you can go to the mikvah even if you have this embedded chetz. Says the Rush in the Perush HaMishnah Yisr, quoted by Beis Yosef, that if it's near me b'chutz, if you can see the chetz from outside, then even if it appears to be totally embedded in the skin, it must be at least somewhat protruding. It must be protruding a little bit. It must be a little bit ala basar, and therefore constitutes a chetzitza, meaning that in theory, if you have a chetz that was totally embedded in the beneath the skin and doesn't come to the surface at all, then that's not a chetzitza. But if you can see it, that's an indication that there probably is at least a little bit that does reach the surface and would constitute a chetzitza. So that's all the Mishnah says. If it's nira chotzeitz, if it's einu nira, it's not chotzeitz. Lashon HaMechaber, Sifir Aleph, chetz o kotz hatacha bebasar, im nira mibachotz chotzeitz, vim einu nira eino chotzeitz. That's Lashon HaMishnah. The Torah, as the Taz here in Sifkatan Tesvav and the Shach in Sifkatan Yitzhakim points out, has an additional line. The Torah has an Allah Allah Krum Shal Basar. If there's some scab that forms, skin that forms over the chetz, b'chol inyan eino chotzeitz. So if you have the scab that forms over the chetz, it's not chotzeitz, irrespective of whether it's nirah or not. So the Taz and the Shach point this out, and this line of the Torah is based on the Tosefta, not on our Mishnah. But Tosefta Perek Zayin Mishnah test, Tosefta writes, Nichnas lo chetz birecho, if a person has an arrow embedded in his thigh, Rabbi Omer eino chotzeitz, the Chachamim Omer heizo chotzeitz. So Machlokas Rabbi and Chachamim about a chetz embedded in the thigh. The Medvar Mamurim b'shal matachas. So this is talking about a metal chetz. Aval b'shal eitz hareza chotzeitz. But if it's a wooden chetz, it is chotzeitz. V'irim karmel afa or milmala hakol modim shena chotzeitz. But if there's skin that forms over the chetz, that's not a chetzitza. That's considered balua, that's considered to be already internal part of the body, and therefore not chotzeitz. So again, our Mishnah distinguishes between nira and eino nira, and the Tosefta distinguishes between matechas and eitz, and then has a subcategory of karam alav haor. So there's a bit of a discussion in the Beis Yosef here, as well as the Shach. How do you square the Tosefta with the Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to be talking about one plane, Eino Nira versus Nira. The Tosefta has a machlokas tanam about matachas, no indication as to any distinction between Nira or Eino Nira. The Tosefta is just concerned about the material. So the Shach here in Sifkatan Yod Zayin explains, he understands, that the Tosefta is talking about Nira. So our Mishnah distinguishes between Nira and Eino Nira. The Tosefta is talking exclusively about Nira. So according to the Chachamim, if it's nira, it's a chatzitza. And our Mishnah is only Shitas Chacham. Needed to say that the way you read the Tosefta is Nichnas lo Chayt b'Recho. If you have a Chayt that is Nira, Rabbi Omer Eino Chotzeitz, and Chacham say it is Chotzeitz. Medvar Memurim b'Shel Matachas. When does Rabbi say Eino Chotzeitz? Even if it's Nira, that's b'Shel Matachas. But b'Shel Eitz, it's Chotzeitz, even according to Rabbi. So according to this read, the distinction between Matachas and Eitz in the Tosefta is only a Libud the Rabbi. But a Libud the Chachamim, there's no distinction at all, because Chachamim hold that if it's Nira, it's Chotzeitz regardless. Rabbi is only willing to be Mekel, that is Eino Chotzeitz, b'Shel Matachas. Chachamim say, if it's near, it's Chotzeitz, Bein B'Shel Eitz, Bein B'Shel Matachas. And the reason our Mishnah doesn't distinguish between Matachas and Eitz is because our Mishnah is Libud HaChachamim. Chachamim have no such distinction. The only distinction of note, according to Chachamim, is between Nira and Eino Nira. And the Shach understands that this is the position of many Mishonim, including the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Ches is so same like the Lashon HaMishnah. Rambam Nikvos Beis Ches. Ches Chum Tocha Ba'adam Bizman Chum Nira Chotzeitz Bizman She'eno Nira Tov Ocho B'Chumasa La'erev Afal Pi Shehu Chetz Tome. So no distinction between Matachas and Eitz. The only distinction is between Nira and Eino Nira. So according to the Shach, that's Shitas Chachamim, and the distinction between Eitz and Matachas is only a Libud the Rebbe, and we don't paskin like Rebbe. Okay. The Beis Yosef understood that the Tosefta is talking about Eino Nira. And according to Chachamim in the Tosefta, even Eino Nira is going to be Chotzeitz. Nifnas l'cheis b'recho, even if it's Eino Nira, Rabbi says Eino Chotzeitz, Chachamim say, Harei ze Chotzeitz. And if that's the case, then our Mishnah is Aliba de Rebbe. Our Mishnah that distinguishes between Nira and Eino Nira, that's only Shitas Rebbe. And according to Chachamim, it's going to be Chotzeitz regardless. And then, that's what the Shach is bothered by. According to Beis Yosef, you're forced to say that our Mishnah is essentially a Das Yachid of Rebbe. And if that's the case, then why did the Mishnah not distinguish between Shel Eitz and Shel Matachas? Mainly according to the Shach, the distinction between Eitz and Matachas is only a Libud the Rebbe. But according to the Beis Yosef, who understands that our Mishnah is Aliba de Rebbe, and Chachamim hold that even Eino Nira is Chotzeitz, then you would have expected our Mishnah to have that distinction between Shel Matachas and Shel Eitz, and we don't. So that's the Shach's difficulty with the Beis Yosef. The Shach says that according to him, your Marviach, why the Rambam doesn't have the din of Krum in the Tosefta. Right, the din of the Torah quotes that the Shulchan Aruch does not quote here, that if you have a krum shel basar that forms on top of the chetz, it's not chotzeitz. So that's only necessary, or that's only relevant b'nira. If it's eino nira, which is not chotzeitz anyway, but eino nira, then all krum is definitely not chotzeitz. So once I know that Eino Nira is not Chotzeitz, which is true lahalacha, then Krum is not going to be any worse than Eino Nira. So that's why the Rambam wouldn't have to tell us this din of Krum, because that's understood the Kol Shekein. And as far as the Shach's Kasha and the Beis Yosef, that why, if the Beis Yosef understood essentially that our Mishnah is to leave the Rebbe, why there's a distinction between Matachas and Eitz and the Mishnah. So if you look in the Chidush of Agos on the bottom of the Tomer Devora tour, so they point out that the Beis Yosef may have had a different gears than the Tosefta, that the distinction between Eitz and Matachas is Dafka Lechachamim, where is Karma Lahaor. But not relevant outside of Karma Lahaor, and then that would explain why it's not quoted in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, Lahalacha, in terms of the distinction between Nira and Eino Nira, the Bach thinks that even if you have a splinter that is embedded under the skin and is not protruding at all, that you have to be choshesh, is still considered to be Nira. Nira may be anything that you're aware of its existence. You might have said that Nira means in such a way that it's possible that it's protruding, as we saw in the Perish HaRash on the Mishnah. The Bach is choshesh, anytime you see it, even if it's clearly embedded under the skin, we're not exactly sure what the bounds of Nira are, and you have to be choshesh to consider that as a davar chotzeitz. This is not so much relevant for arrows, but it's relevant for splinters, which is the same principle. Most of us don't get shot by arrows, but we do on occasion have splinters. According to the Bach, even if you have a splinter that is totally under the skin, you would still have to be choshesh, so that would have the din of Nira and be chotzeitz. The Shach in Sukkot and Tazayin is Mekel. Vinira Lakula, the Hainu Koshu Shavu Labasar Kari Nira, because Shubashuka Havi Eino Nira. So Nira doesn't mean can you see it or not. Nira means is it on the surface or is it totally under the surface of the skin? Umashu Koshu Mashuka Sheino Shavu Labasar. So the Shach paskins that even if you can see it, but as long as it's totally under the skin, that's considered to be eino nira and is not chotzeis against the Bach. And that is the consensus of halacha. We assume, like the Shach, that even if you could see a splinter, but if it's totally under the skin, then you don't have to go crazy. You could leave it there, and that's not a problem of chatzitza. That is considered to be eino nira. Okay. But this is also relevant to the contemporary question, or relatively contemporary question, of stitches. Rav Yashiv, Chelek Aleph Simen Peches in Kovas Chuvas, Chelek Aleph Simen Peches in a letter, a tshuva written to Refival Cohen, written to the author of the Baal Yishalchan. So he assumes that stitches, in principle, have the same status as splinters. And therefore, if the stitches are external to the skin, meaning if they rise at the level or above the level of skin, then that would constitute a chatzitza. He writes, "Gamira shechut atfira ad kama shudak, as thin as a stitch may be, mikomakom humatzik as or milapsilim komo, it's holding the skin in place." And it prevents water from coming underneath. And that's considered to be makbid, even if right now the woman's not planning on removing them because the doctor told her not to, but as soon as they're able to get rid of them, she doesn't want them there a minute too long. And that's considered to be makbid. So fundamentally, it says that stitches are the equivalent of a coats, equivalent of a splinter, equivalent of a chetz, and if it's nira mibachutz, which splinters generally are, then that would potentially be a chatzisa problem, and that's considered to be makdif. Remoshe, chelik beis yaradeya simen peizayin, chelik beis yaradeya simen peizayin, writes as follows. He's talking about stitches in mouth where they're not visible. Excuse me. Another when he is daiti, shemu ms chilanira cloud. That it was really not visible. Barak acha sheyafidu arofin be instrument nira. And you could only see them if the doctor pokes around in there. Near Nachshu Zeh Makom Balua. So in the context of Beis Hasdarim, somewhere in the cavities of the mouth, that's considered to be Balua. Balua doesn't require Bias Mayim. But in Hunira, if you can see it, Mistavish in Epsha Makpedes, Chilo Yishari Shamatfiras. That's considered to be Makpedes. You don't want them there. The Chotzeits, Mishom, Da'afshu Beis Hasdarim, the Inan Ro'oi Lebias Mayim. So even the Beis Hasdarim does require right Lebias Mayim. So along the lines of what we saw from Rav Yoshev, if you have visible stitches, that would be a Makpid problem, and that would be a Chatzitza problem. The Chabiner, Dovid Mesharim, Chela Gimel, Simen Mem, Chela Gimel, Simen Mem. Also regarding stitches in the mouth where there's some procedure done to the teeth. So he quotes, we referenced a couple times ago, that if something's lirafua, it's considered to be a Nia She'ena Makbid, the Eino Chotzeitz. So he says, since we're talking about the Beis Hasdarim, you can be sorry if the Shita Saritva, which is also the Rashba and the Ramban, Kedushin Kafe, that the requirement of Raila Bias Mayim and Beis Hasdarim is only Dirabbanan. So it's really Tre Dirabbanan. And you can be Makel. That is not Chotzeitz, because we're not talking about Rubo HaMakbid, so we're talking about a Chatzitza that's only Derabbanan in Beis Hasdarim, where the requirement of Raila Bias Mayim is only Derabbanan. So the Chabiner says, you can be Makel, that it's not Chotzeitz if it's Tre Derabbanan. And he seems to say that without qualification. Nishmas Avram quotes that Shlomo Zalman told him that even though right now you want the stitches there, but since you'd rather not be in that position, that's considered to be Makpedes. So that's along the lines of Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv against the Dovev Mishar. Rabbi Karp quotes on page 182 that Rav Yashiv is only makel when it comes to stitches where there's a chashash michshol, it's going to be there for a long time, or bali tshuva, the situations where it would be considered to be a major shas hadchak. Rav Avadia is more willing to be makel in a shas hadchak situation. I think Rav Avadia's threshold for a shas hadchak is lower than Rav Yashiv's threshold. So he writes on page Samechei that based on the Ksav Sofer that we saw, that if there's pain involved in removing something, that's enough to consider it Eina Makbid. So Vajya says there's what to be makel about to be Tavelas with stitches on Vishas Hadchak. And the Bade Shochan also entertains being makel under certain circumstances, in the Be'urim to Sif Kaf Gimel, that even so, right now we're not talking about dissolvable stitches here. We're talking about the old-fashioned stitches that need to be removed by a doctor. So the Baal HaShulchan writes that maybe it's analogous to a temporary filling. That temporary filling, even if it's going to be removed, we discussed Ramosha's tshuva that it's going to be Reuven, it's going to be replaced with something else. So that could be considered like it's Eino Makbid, because it's always going to be there. So here too, you're not doing anything to remove it. The doctor's going to remove it whenever the doctor's ready to remove it. As far as you're concerned, it's staying there for a significant amount of time. So as long as it's going to be there for at least 30 days, maybe that's considered, maybe there's what to be make of that. So to that, Rabbi Reuben from Harnof in the Mari Kohen points out, not necessarily the same. When it comes to a temporary filling, the temporary filling is very, very tightly fit into the cavity. There's nothing sticking out. You're going to replace it with another filling right afterwards. So for all intents and purposes, it's always going to be filled. You're just going to replace one filling with another filling. But over here, when it comes to stitches, number one, it is bowling. It's not like a temporary filling, which is totally filling in the cavity and not protruding out. Here, the stitches are clearly protruding, and they're not going to be there forever. So that's worse than a temporary filling on both caps. It's going to be removed and not replaced, and it's more bolate than a temporary filling. So no one is excited about being makel with stitches. The question is, where do you put your marker for what's considered a shasatchak situation? So Rav Yosha's marker for shasatchak is more restricted. Rav Avadya's marker is a little bit more expansive. The Rabbi Willig is perhaps closer to Rav Avadya's marker than Rav Yosha's marker, but everything would be case-specific depending on the length of time that stitches need to be there, the chashash michshol, who the people are, and factors like that. So everything would really need to be determined on a total case-by-case basis. Mayor.
This is a general question. I know this touched on a lot of things you said previous year, but just why it seems like we're sort of picking and choosing when we apply the Mordechai Henry, if you say.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it a blanket cloud? When are we hoping for that?
I think it's harder to say Hein Revise, or the less time that something's going to be there, the harder it is to say Hein Revise, and the more protruding, or the less natural, the harder it is to say Hein Revise. So if you have stitches, which are generally not going to be there that long, and they're protruding in a more obvious way, then that might be harder to say Hein Revise. That's why I don't think anyone invokes Hein Revise in the context of stitches.
As opposed to stitches in the self-dissolving mouth, which I know you said we've talked about once.
That's right, but even there, that might not be because of Hein Revise per se. We'll talk about that now. Okay. Yeah, so in terms of dissolvable stitches, Michiel Milchus Stern in the Shari Tfila, Simon Lamed Hay, quotes that Rishon Zalman was makel on dissolvable stitches in the mouth, because as there's a tshuva printed in the back of the Mari Kohen from Rishon Zalman that says that that's considered to be batel to the guf. So I guess that's a kind of revise. If it's going to dissolve on its own, so that's batel to the guf. And that's the position of Rav Vosner as well, that dissolvable stitches do not constitute a chatzitza. In the Sefer Chokuzman, page 228, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Ullman, who passed away within the last year, Posek of Bnei Brak. So he quotes a raya from Rashi and Shabbos Tetzvav Amid Beis. Shabbos Tetzvav Amid Beis quotes the Mishnah Mikvos, Elu Chotzesin Bekelim, Hazefes Vahamor Bekli Zechuchas. says Rashi, Shehen klei zechuchis, Shehen chalakin, they're smooth. Ve'ein adam makbid al tit. So if you have a zephes that adheres to a klei zechuchis, no one's makbid about the existence of that zephes that's adhering to the klei zechuchis. V'nidbak behen, lefi shenofel me'elav. Because it's going to fall off on its own, because the klei zechuchis is smooth. V'hani hu demidbakei tuva v'kapel aleh. And that which is a chatzitza, that which would constitute a chatzitza, is that which adheres and you're makbid on. So Rav Ohman thought that this lashon, that if it's nofel me'elav, that doesn't constitute a chatzitza, maybe that's relevant to dissolvable stitches. If something is going to come off on its own, so that makes it into a makbid and therefore not chotzitz. Rabbi Yashar is quoted there as being machmer and dissolvable stitches. The Mari Cohen quotes that, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that. So many poskim are mekel, Shlomo Zalman is mekel, Rabbi Vazir is mekel. Rabbi Yashar is quoted as being machmer. I don't think Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the reason, if I recall correctly, but that may also have to do with the where do you draw the line of what's considered bata loguf. It's dissolvable, but it's there at the moment, so maybe there's level kapeda. But again, many poskim are makel on dissolvable stitches. There's definitely much more reason to be makel on that than on regular stitches. Okay, let's move on now to discuss coloring, makeup, and the like. So the Rashba in Taras Abayis, the very end of Shar Zayin, the Rashba is as follows. Nashim shetsovos yedein lenoi. Women that would color their hands for fashion reasons. Mistabrish eino chotzeis. So if women cover their hands with coloring, not chotzeis. Denoi hu lahen, that's considered to be lenoi. Ve'enan makpidos ha'asira, they're not makpid to remove them. Adaraba rosas hein mikiyuma. So it's lenoi, they're not makpid to remove it. On the contrary, they want it there. That's why they put it in the first place. Ve'od delaka ela chazusa d'alba. And more so, moreover, there's no mamashos. It's only chazusa. It's only an appearance. But there's no mamashos. There's no ve'et. So the Rashba here presents two reasons for tseva not being chatzitza. Number one, it's ein no makbid. On the contrary, you dafka want it there because it's fashionable. And number two, there's no mamashos. Machlokas Achronim, whether these two reasons stand independent of each other, or do you need both reasons in order to be makel? So, from the Rashban Taras Abayis that we just read, there isn't necessarily a strong hechreya. Noyu lehen ve'enam apidas asir and adra rosis ebi yuman ve'od delaka ella chazusa ba'alma. A little bit, Mashma said, but the first reason stands on its own. There's a second reason in addition. However, the Rashba writes more in the Tshuva. Tshuva Samyuchasa Simin Kuf Kaf Dalid. Kuf Kaf Dalid. The Shaila was, Binag Hanashim Ashofnos Baratas Arvayim, the woman that lived in Arab lands. Shetzobos Yidei and Betseva Kari Shandira, they would color their hand with this coloring. Is that Chotzeis Betfila or not? Lefishar Isik Sasa Noshim Migdolei Arts Abam Kama Mir Medavar. Because they wrote, they said that in their countries of origin, they were Machmir. Bani Tama Adaraba. It should be Mutter. Why? The Mishnah in Mikvah's Paraktas, which we'll get to in a few moments, Dam Chotzeis, Vim Tavachu, Eino Chotzeis. Dam by default is Chotzeis, but if the person's a butcher and he always has blood in his hands, not in that sense, he always has blood stains on his hands from being a butcher, then that's not Chotzeis, that's not considered to be Makrit for him because that's part of his professional activities. Revav Chotzeis, Vim Mocha Revavu, Eino Chotzeis. If you have a stain, that's Chotzeis. But if you sell stains, then that's Eino Chotzeis. So the Shaul says, this should be no worse than the Tabach who normally has Dam. So if this is normal for women to have this on their hands, it should be Eino Chotzeis just as well. So says the Rashba, Yerah Ali, B'chein Hanashim Shemalatim Mitzvah, those women that dye, that use dye professionally, Yerah Ali She'ein Oso Tzevash Al Yedein Chotzeis. So that dye that they have in their hands is not Chotzeis. Minatam Azeh. She'ein Mamasho Shel Tzevah, Ela Mar Iso Shel Tzeva. There's no mamashus. It's only an appearance. There's no be'en. There's no mamashus to the color. Va'od Shem Melachta Bekach Eina Makpedes. That if this is what she normally does, this is what she does professionally, she's not makpid. Just like that did of Dam Shal Beged Hatabach and Revav and Mochri Revav. And he concludes that he discusses this with the Ramban, the Hoda L'dvarai Halacha L'maisa. I don't know how anyone could have been miyaches the Tshuvas HaMiyachasas to the Ramban if the Rashba here quotes the Ramban by name. So Chisi Shedanti B'Zal L'Fnei Mori Rav Agadu Moshe Rav Nachman. But I presume that is one strong raya that the Tshuvas HaMiyachasas to the Ramban and have from the Ramban. But be that as it may, the Rashba writes over here that by a woman who's malachta mitzvoa, there's no chatzitza because ein mamasho shel tzeva el mar iso shel tzeva ve'od shemalachta bekach eina makpedes. It sounds like the ikker here, the ikker tam is the mamashis reason. And as an add-on, he says, Malachta Bekach, Eina Makpedes. So again, in the Taurus Abayis, he has two reasons. Number one, because it's Noi Eina Makpedes, the Ode is only Chazusa Ba'alma. The question whether that va'od is an additional standalone reason or you need both. And the Rashi and the Shuvas, he has the mamashis as the ikar reason, the first reason, and then he adds va'od that because malach b'tach is considered eina makpedes. So there is mashmos there that if it has mamashis, then it would be chotzeis even if it's eino makpedes. It sounds like the thrust is that there's no mamashus. The ode, shemalach the bekach eina makpedes. But if there was mamashus, it could be eina makpid wouldn't help. That's the Rashba in Shuvah. In the Me'iri, it sounds much more like each reason stands independent of the other. The Me'iri, first on the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Ein atzava shebehem chatzitza, afilu hayubo kitzas mamashas. So the coloring is not, we're talking there about coloring on hands. So the coloring is not a chatzitza, even if there's a little mamashas. V'chein anashim shetzovos gabos einein lenoi besama nikra alchana, and the women that color their eyebrows, hol v'lenoihu eina makpidos, since it's lenoi, they're not makpid. Adaraba rotzos b'kiyuma, they dafka wanted there. The kosher keinim ein sham mamashas she'eino ella mara b'lvan. Kosher kein if there's no mamashas. So it's clear in the Me'iri that even if there is mamashas, you can be makel if it's lanoi. Because first he says afilu ha'ibo tzaf mamashas, if it's lanoi, it's not a chatzitza. And then he says, "V'kol shekein im ein shama mashas she'eino ella mare levat." And that sounds like if it's a mare levat, where there's no mamashas, maybe you can be mako even if it's not lanai. It's only chazusa, so then maybe you can be makel even if it's not lanoi. So it's mefurish in the Me'iri here that if it's lanoi, you can be makel even if there is mamashas, and it's mashma that if there's no mamashas, you can be makel even if it's not lanoi. That second point is more mefurish in the Me'iri in Nida, Samach Vav Mibeis Zesha Be'arnu. There the Me'iri writes, "Umikan yesh lachosh v'mashik asavnu v'inyan hatseva sherov bnei adam hasukin b'kach kipedim aleihem la'arve shavasas." So here we're talking about the tseva that a professional would have on their skin. So most people that deal with dyeing during the week are makbid to remove it for Shabbos. So that, the Me'iri says, would be considered a kepeda. Even if you don't care whether you're walking around with stains on your hands during the week, if you do care, come Shabbos, so that essentially makes it considered makbid. However, ela she'yesh l'hakum mitzad acher she'eino el chazusa b'alma. But you can be makel because there's no mamashas. So here it seems clear in the Me'iri, what we thought was mashma in the Me'iri and Mikvos, but here it's more mefurish, that if something is chazusa ba'alma, even if there is mamashas, then you could, sorry, if something is chazusa ba'alma, even if it's not lanoi, meaning there's no mamashas, it's only an appearance, so even if it's not lanoi, you could be makel, because here we're talking about the professional dyers who don't have stains on their hands lanoi, that's just because that's what they're touching all week. So if they're makbid to remove before Shabbos, that's considered makbid. But even if it's makbid, it's still not a chatzitza because there's no chazusa. Yeah, Michael.
Are these two shown like operating at all with like the Ramaz principle of like removing everything with chiva?
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
So again, for the Me'iri, it seems pretty clear if you put the two Me'iris together that each reason stands alone. And if you have something that's chazusa v'alma, no mamashas, even if it's not lanoi, you're okay. And if something has mamashas, you're also okay if it's purely lanoi. And the Rashba, that's more of an open question. Are the reasons independent or not, do they stand alone? There's a Tshuva Sarambam that Rav Avadya quotes, Tshuva Sarambam Simen Kuf Lamites, where there's a line, Hatzavaim Hashemenim gavan ha'or levad. So oils that are the shade of the skin. The color of the skin. The elo guf gavoa min or. But it doesn't, there's no mamashis essentially, it doesn't extend above the skin. Eino chotzeis. So here the Rambam is talking about some kind of teva that is lanoi. So the Rambam says, if there's no mamashas, it's not chotzeis. But mashma, if there was mamashas, then it would be chotzeis, even if it's not lanoi. So noi isn't sufficient if there is mamashas. Okay, so how do we pass it? Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Zayin, Seva shetzova sanashim al pneyan v'yadeyan, that the coloring that women color on their hands and feet, hands and faces, sorry, v'sar roshan, eino chotzeitz, that's not considered a chatzitza. V'chei mishihu tzaba, v'yada svua zeyda chotzeitz, a professional dyer that has dyed their hands, it's not chotzeitz. As a Ramah, the Chaynisha Mnasa Lios Chochid of Katsa Viyad of Tavim Vilchachos Vidam, and the Chotze is Shrobani Umdazu, Einan Makpidas. So, in the presentation of the Chaber, there's no explicit indication as to what factors are behind the Psaq that Tseva Al Pnein Viyadeyan isn't Chotze. Is it because Lenoi? Is it because of Noma Mashas? Is it both? The Bach understands that in order to be makel, you need both reasons. That you can only be makel that seva is not chotzeitz if it's both lenoi and no mamashas and chazusa v'alma. And that's the difference between this din and the din of kachol above, that when it comes to rouge, gemar and samas item and aleph, there, kuchol shechutz ayin is chotzeitz. How is that different than seva? So the Bach says that there's mamashas. So kuchol shechutz ayin is chotzeitz because there's mamashas. The seva that we're talking about here that's not chotzeitz is where there's no mamashas. But if you have mamashas, even if it's lanoi, it's still going to be chotzeitz. And the Sidrei Taharin of Katan Lamed Gimel understands the Taz of Katan Yud Zayin as being makel with the reason of Chazusa alone. The Taz writes of Sif Katan Yud Zayin and the Dimel Rama of the professional Shochtim, etc. Beis Yosef Kasim B'Shem Rokeach. Near an isha naga biyara o bikadeira vinis pachma bibasar ma'at zeinuk beda. So if a woman touches a pot, a cauldron, and she gets some soot on her hand, that's not considered kapeda. Afapi isha ma'at nidbak bibasar, even though there's some of that substance that adheres to the skin. Says the Taz, mitam ze danti lahatir bi isha shetavla umatza bimokam echa begufa. Shachruis, the Malkum Shinaga Bekosei Beis Averchas. So a woman went to the mikvah, and after she came out of the mikvah, she saw that there's some black on her fingers and part of her body where she touched the walls of the mikvah. Shahayu Shchorim Achmas Asher Averchas. The walls of the mikvah were blackened because of the soot from the fire. The Taz says, "Ein usmicha tefila shenis." She doesn't need another tefila. The dami lahashes achar nebu kav chomer. By yadet usmicha liyos nekiyos yosim igufa. She yadem begulos tamid b'hi makpedes on nekiyos of yosim igufa. That she is makpedes on their nekiyos. Lo dami l'diyo shechotzeis. The hasam mamash shel diyo chotzeis. Mashe einkin b'maris shachruves esh einu el lichlich v'alma l'chayosin uzerkas beizos b'shem Rashba. So the Taz is talking about where there's some black residue on her flesh because of her coming in contact with the walls of the mikvah that were darkened by the soot from the fire. And the task here is Bekel because it's essentially Chazusa Ba'alma. It's only an appearance, but there's no Mamashas, even though it's clearly not Linoi. So Sidri Tyra says, you see here in the Taz, that the Taz is Mekel for Chazusa Ba'alma, even if something is not Linoi. And the Rav Ozner points out that he thinks that's the mashmos of the Shach as well. The fact that the Shach in Sukkot and Kaf Aleph quotes both reasons. That sounds like in the Shach, these are two standalone reasons, and either reason alone would be sufficient to render something not a chatzisus. Either it's chazusa ba'alma, even if it's not Lanoi, or it's Lanoi, even if there is mamashus. Sidri Tar himself, yeah, Rami.
I just wonder, are we going to define what mamashis means? And what is the difference between these like different dyes or whatever, such that one has mamashis and another doesn't? Is that like?
If something is totally level with the skin and there's no independent substance, then that's what we call chazus of alma. If there's, what exactly how you define it? Can you?
It's not that it's army of nowadays. The stuff that's going around our face or whatever.
Right. So we generally assume. We assume that there is mamashis there, that there's some that there is some substance there.
Is like a tattoo?
Tattoo would raise other issues, as we'll see, but there would be no...
Is that what we're saying? Is it like no mamashis? Is that a tattoo?
Or like if you have a certain kind of paint...
Is that ink does have mamashis?
Right.
That's what I was just...
Not sure exactly where to draw the line or how there's a precise scientific definition to what's considered mamashis.
Right.
Not sure.
Yeah. Like, do we have things nowadays that have no mamashis? Like people in use?
Yeah, if you spray some kind of spray dye, in theory, may not have mamashis.
Isn't by definition always malicious?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it by definition always malicious? It's impossible to have something that's actually malicious.
No,
like
chemistry major or
psychology major. Yes, I'm not sure what the halachic definition or what the... But the chem, I'm not sure. How does halacha define mamashas in this context? I presume it relates to what your perception is, rather than you could have something where the chemical reality is that there is mamashas, but the perception is that that is not three-dimensional. That is essentially absorbed into the skin. And I imagine you could have some kind of a spray that's basically absorbed into the skin, but it has an appearance. We wouldn't consider that mamashis.
Like hair dye, permanent hair dye. I don't know how that works, but maybe that's the...
Right. I imagine there must be some kind of dyes that would have the appearance of being...
Tie-dye activity, like, and you work with the dyes while you're doing that, so, like, your hands are, like, sort of stained, like, you can get it off with the effort, but, like, you could be touching it, if you touch a white sheet after doing that, you're not going to leave a mark.
Does that make sure it means?
Yeah.
It has so much.
But maybe not other than this.
No, it does.
That does.
Okay, maybe we can have a chemistry lab session to...
Do you know any local chemists?
I do.
Ink, there's also, there's something like the ink on your finger and the ink residue.
We can invite Dr. Rapp to give a guest lecture.
Oh, yeah. My next door neighbor.
Or next time, the next... next to Eric Faceoff when we do Beer Meister at the Chem Lab. And, we have two for one. Okay. So anyway, the Sidrei Tara himself thinks that you should be Mathmir to require both reasons. Even though he acknowledges that the Shach and the Taz both do not sound like that. Chachmas other writes, Kufya Tess, call Kufya Tess Os Yud Aleph. Kufya Tess Os Yud Aleph. Chachmas other writes, Nashim Ashokos Kneim V'yadeim L'noi. The women that probably their selves L'noi. Oshim Lachta B'mlachas Hatzviya V'tamin Ish'ar M'yadeh Sivuos. Afshar the chotzes. Maybe dam is a separate, different substance. So the Chachmas on the Paskins, that even if something is not lenoi, but if it's chazusa ba'alma, it's not chotzes. So he's called dam is not chazusa ba'alma. But if you have something that is chazusa ba'alma, so the tseva that he's talking about has no mamashas, so whatever that is chemically, or halakhically, so then, if it's chazusa ba'alma, it's not chotzeis, even if it's not lenoi. And the Shari Tvila thinks that the consensus of poskim is like this Chachmas Adam. That in principle, even if something is not lenoi, if there's no mamashas, it's not. It's not chotzeis. In the other direction, Moshe writes in Chelek Gimel Siman Samach Beis, as far as false eyelashes, that Me'ikra Din, since it's Lanoi, it's not chotzeis, even if there is mamashas. A false eyelash is obviously a mamashas, but if it's lenoi be'ikra din, it's not chotzeis. But even if that's true, we still then default to the chum of the Ramah, that the Ramah, the beginning of the Siman, that even if something is not chotzeis at all, even if it's amdiyat, sheinu makbid, then you still should be machmir. So Moshe says, this is a little bit more explicit in one of the volumes of L'Torah L'Ra, which is a journal put up by MTJ. They have various Pesachim Moshe and Yanni Chatzitza. So volume Zion, they have the from Moshe, that lechachila, even though in principle, these things may not be a chatzitza, but in practice, even if you have something that has no mamashas, and is lenoi, it still would be included in the chumra of the Ramah. He says two things. Even if something is chazusa, there's no mamashas, so there we're only really makel in principle. We're only really makel in principle by nasa b'kach. So if it's not a nasa b'kach, even if there's no mamashas, you should be machmir. And this all defaults to the chumra of the Ramah that even if both reasons apply, even if there's no mamashas and it's chazus of alma, still you should lechachila be machmir to remove that that substance. And Rabbi Morgan's request from Rabbi Yashiv, the Shin Samaches, Rabbi Yashiv had lechachila. Lechachila, you need both reasons in order to consider being mako. But Malcolm Tzarech, you can be mako even with one factor. But the Posen point out that there's another consideration, even if you're in a situation that warrants being mako. And we'll say that in principle, maker a din, if something's lenoi, it's eino chotzeitz. So let's say you're in a situation where you have to be mekel to allow a woman to go to the mikvah, even though she has makeup, let's say. So that's only where you can only entertain that it's not chotzeitz where it's totally intact. As you can argue that it's considered eino makbid, where it's lenoi, if everything's there. But if some of it has been removed, so then, or some of it has been diminished, so then that's not eino makbid anymore, that's not lenoi anymore, and that would be chotzeitz. Because if a woman has nail polish on, and there are spots where the nail polish is removed, so you can't argue that that's lenoi anymore, because a woman wouldn't go around with nail polish that has spots removed. It's all or nothing. So if you're in a situation where there's a need to be mako, and assume that in principle it's ain't a chotzeitz, it's because it's lenoi, that only works if it's 100% present. But if anything has been removed, then you're in a worse situation. Rav Ozner writes this, and Rav Moshe writes this in the Tshuva about false eyelashes, that if some of the eyelashes fall off, then you can't argue, even Mikra Din, that which is lenoi is eino chotzeitz. And that's why Rav Moshe writes as well in that series of psalkim in the Torah Ulhara, that's relevant to lipstick on Friday night also. So if a woman wants to go to the mikvah and not remove lipstick, which is not to be condoned under normal circumstances, so Moshe says, so they also were worried, even if in theory you'll argue that the Ikra Din is not close, it's because it's lenoi, but maybe part of it already came off. And once part of it comes off, so then you can't argue that's lenoi anymore. In that context, Rav Moshe says, even though a woman can be embarrassed to go to the mikvah Friday night, people will see that she's not wearing makeup, and they'll realize that she's going to the mikvah, that's why she doesn't have makeup on. And the Ramah says, you have to be master of el-tfilasa. Rav Moshe says, that's not what be master of el-tfilasa means. Be master of el-tfilasa means that you shouldn't be mefarsim that you're going to the mikvah. But as we discussed earlier, if someone happens to notice and think and suspect, that's not a violation of being master leil tefilasa, that's not a violation of tznius. And Rav Yashiv, you know, Rabbi Morgan's request repeatedly is having a more strident understanding of the master leil tefilasa, seems to have been of the opinion that anything you do that even if it could make someone figure out on their own that you're going to the mikveh, that's a potential violation of being mafter lel filasaf. But he marks across from the Yashiv in this context is saying they have to find a different way to be mafter lel filasaf. We're not going to allow you to wear makeup Friday night to go to the mikveh. So you have to figure out other tricks so that no one will figure it out. In the Sefer Chokuz Man, he quotes a shayla of a kala who had a chuppas nida situation, and she's supposed to go to the mikveh Friday night of Shavuot Brachos, and she's concerned that Shavuot Brachos, everyone's looking at the kala. She's going to walk around Friday night without makeup, then everyone's going to suspect the reason. So are there any grounds to be makel under those circumstances? They quote Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Scheinberg Zichron Levracha, as well as Rabbi Stern from B'nai Brak. So they were makel on a one-time basis to allow the woman to wear makeup, because again, a push comes to shove, Ikar Adin, it's Lanai and Eino Chotzeitz. You'll be careful not to run into Ramosha's concern that some of it may come off. And then he quotes from the Deborah Tziner, a different suggestion, that the women should go to the mikvah Friday night, and then she should have enough reapply makeup to her after she comes out of the mikvah. So this kala doesn't want to walk around Shabbos Shabbos after that makeup Friday night, so go to the mikvah and then have enough reapply apply makeup afterwards, because in his calculation, that's only a shvus de shvus. Okay. Now, the Rishonim mentioned in this context the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadiches, the Beis Hillel references this here, regarding Chatzitza on a beged that's ton kibus mi dam chatas. So if you have a beged that dam chatas splashes on, that requires kibus, second parsha tzav. So the Gemara says on Tzadichas of days in Zvachim, the end of Perek dam chatas, Amar Rava, pshitali dam al bigdo chotzeitz. That if there's dam on a beged, that's a chatzitza on the beged. Then tabachu ain't a chotzeitz. But if he's a butcher, it's not a chatzitza. Ruvav al bigdo chotzeitz. If you have a stain, that's chotzeitz. And mocher ruvav who ain't a chotzeitz. If he's a stain seller, it's not chotzeitz. By rava, dam ruvav al bigdo ma. What happens if you have both? In tabachu, is there a question here? 4:30?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be done soon. In mocher revav huay nechoses. By rav, dam revav al bigdo mahu. What happens if you have both? In tabachu tevek lemishem revav. In mocher revav who tevek lemishem da. Lo tzricha david havaha. So he's a professional butcher and stain seller. Achad lo kapit atarti kapit. Do we say that a person could be makpid on one? But not be mapped on one, but it would be mapped on both. But then a tarti nami look up in, or maybe you're not mapped on either. Gemara leaves that with a teku. Says the Rambam, Perek Gimel Lachas Ayin Mikvos, Mocha Revav Shahay Revav Al Bigdo Eino Chot Seitz V'chein Kol Koyosev Izeh. Haya Hatabach Mocha Revav V'hay Al Bigdo Dam Revav Reiz a Safek. In Chot Seitz, V'dei Shein Shnayim Makbet O Eino Chot Seitz Shrev Alachtu Hivein A Makbet. So the Rambam says it's a suffix. Gemara says the take of the Rambam passes it's a suffix. Says the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Kusamach Aleph Sifkat and Tess. Netilas Yadayim where Mako Tefila where Machmir. And that's essentially what the Meiri writes in Mikvos, that when it comes to the Raisas you have to be Machmir and your abundance b'shas atchak you could be Mako. Pimagadim suggests maybe even tefillah's a derabana, because mir hamakbid is only a chasisa derabana. So even by tefillah, in this case of the double potential kapeda, maybe it can be makel even in tefillah. And so passes the Shvus Yaakov chelik aleph simon samach tes Shvus Yaakov chelik aleph Simon Samach Tess. Okay. A little bit more to talk about regarding makeup, so maybe we'll leave that for next time. And then we'll talk about nails and continue in the sermon. So, Rami, why don't we have a next year?
Oh, I don't know. Have you wanted-